So, what was your first like encounter, like with psychedelics, either in a strong way or just.
Well, was a friend of a friend of mine when I graduated from high school, and they were building that band. So he insisted that we eventually smoke pot and take acid, and I had never encountered old lefties or acid heads or musicians or people who gave a shit about any of this stuff before. It was all new to me. I had just come from Colorado to the West Coast, so I was easily swept into all of this. And yeah, he and his friends were into who was that strange heroin-based comedian?
Lenny Bruce.
No, not Lenny Bruce. Stranger, more heroin-based. The guy who did the thing about Dinez. Lord Buckley.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were into all of this stuff. And I had been studying the Evergreen Review for a couple of years, trying to figure out what was going on with the culture. But when I finally got to the scene and all this acid and all this left-wing politics and all that, then I understood. And
So anyway, so you got so he turned he turned.
he basically turned me on. And
Were you kind of fascinated from the get-go?
well, I'd been worrying about mescaline since I'd read Doors of Perception 3 or 4 years before. And I'd also read Havelock Ellis's The Dance of Life, which has a long chapter on mescaline. Actually, that passage in Havelock Ellis, it's only a page or so, is one of the most
I don't remember that.
seducing passages in all of psychedelic literature. They were t he was taking peyote at the turn of the century. I mean, these are the people who really got into the under the wire. People who took it 100 years ago. Can you imagine? That is hard to grab hold of.